Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Last week I spoke about Halloween, suggestions on how to keep this a safe holiday, avoiding getting sick, helping and respecting others, etc. Today I want to continue with suggestions and activities to keep you healthy over the next 2 months with all the holidays. I'm Denise Thompson, have been in the health field for over 50 years, love people, care to help them feeling happy, healthy, and empowered, safe, warm, and fed. So I thought I'm going to start out with, as I said, you know, how the holidays, decluttering your home and mind to get a fresh start. So I just wanted to start with decluttering the home because that's what I'm doing right now. I have a very specific need to take my daughter back home for the winter months to make sure she's safe and we don't have to risk driving up an icy mountain and stuff like that. So I started getting ready for that. And is number one, use the 5-second rule and make 3 piles. So what I've been doing is there's one specific thing that I knew I had way too much of and I didn't need anymore. And she didn't need it and nobody else in the family did. So I decided to go for that and clean that out and make sure everything is gone by next week. So I'm going to start today at 1 o'clock. I should have the first person stop by and see what they want because I already let them know. So the 3 piles are a toss pile, a sell pile, and a keep pile. And the 5-second rule is when you look at what it is and you have it in your hand, you have 5 seconds to make up your mind. Have you used it in the last month or two? If not, do you want to sell it or you want to toss it? And that's all in 5 seconds. You have to make that decision and then move on to the next thing. I can tell you there is such reward to speed. And once you made the decision, you can't go back. Okay, so it is just first impressions are usually the best decisions. So I have so many things and I just go, oh my, I filled one garbage can after another. That was, of course, to toss. So this was the first time yesterday in a long time that our garbage can was pretty much full with everything I didn't need anymore. It was either expired or it wasn't worth anything anymore, or I just simply knew that nobody was interested in it because of the age of whatever it was. So that was really cool. So why is that important? Because when we have a cluttered house, we quite often have a cluttered mind. It's very difficult to work and be focused when you have a mess everywhere. And I'm honest. I notice it with myself. When things start piling up, I start getting less focused. So regularly, I take an hour or two to just go through stuff, look at the paper. If it's something I really need, like a name, a phone number, an address, it just goes in the phone, and then I can throw out the paper. And that helps me declutter too, because I love to write things down. So I don't know how you are, but for me, writing things down actually helps me already remember better. But then when I enter it in the phone, I know where I can retrieve it, so I don't need to have all the papers laying around for clutter. So that's one thing. So let me go on to the next one. Next holiday is actually October 31st, and that's Halloween. And I mentioned last week to go and Google it, and I just put it back in to see if anything has changed. And what I Google is Halloween safety tips for 2021 in and then the area where you're at with the state. And it's popping up. So it says, City of Long Beach issues guidance for celebrating. Long Beach Halloween guides 2021, trick or treats and pumpkins. It gives you everything there. City of Long Beach issues guidance for celebrating. Halloween tips for kids and motorists. That is so important. So you can choose which one you need. But that is a very important one. Did you know, I just did that when I Googled the holidays for October, November, and December. So there's only 72 days left, actually 71 days left in 2021. And the 72nd day is January 1st, 2022. So in October alone, from the 1st to the 31st, I counted 138 holidays listed. And I'm just going to give you a few, only the ones that are highlighted in blue and that have a link to it. On the 1st, World Vegetarian Day, World Smile Day, International Coffee Day. On the 2nd, National Custodian Day. On the 3rd, National Boyfriend Day, Mean Girls Day. On the 4th, National Taco Day, World Animal Day. On the 5th, World Teachers Day. On the 9th, Leif Erikson Day. The 10th, World Mental Health Day. 11th, Columbus Day. In most regions, Native Americans Day, National Coming Out Day. 12th, Farmers Day, which I didn't know, and I used to farm with my husband together. Wow, that's pretty cool. The 13th, Navy Birthday. The 14th, National Dessert Day. Okay, and then it goes on and on and on. And then, of course, on the 31st is Halloween. So that's what we have for October. So many holidays. 138 holidays for 31 days. That is over 4 holidays a day. Isn't that crazy? Thank goodness we don't celebrate everything or we wouldn't be doing anything else, right? So, again, go and Google the Halloween tips for safety in your area so you know what's happening. November has less, but still way more than I would like to read off. But some of the important ones that I consider important are the 7th is daylight saving time ends. So on the 7th, which is a Sunday at 2 a.m., we're going to set the clock back an hour, which gives us then an hour more daylight time. But that means we're going to bed. We're going to bed later, so we get, going back with the clock. Okay, fall back, spring forward. So it's going to change an hour. So what's 6 o'clock now will be 5 o'clock then, so we get an hour more sleep. I usually like that one and don't have much of a problem. But anybody of a certain age group, and I don't want to specify because not everybody is the same, or health issues, people with health issues, they find it very difficult to have those time changes. So start now already doing like 5 minutes a day or something. So by the time the change comes, you're already used to it. That's a good idea. On the 11th is Veterans Day, Teens World Diabetes Day, and that is actually quite important. Why do I stress that one? Because I'm, as I said, a transformational health and wellness coach, and I help a lot of people who have diabetes to get healthy so they can, with their doctor together, lower their diabetes medication or the insulin or, have a healthier diet. Not diet per se, but nutrition, eat more regularly so they can keep their blood sugars balanced. So that's why this is so important to me. On the 25th, of course, is Thanksgiving. And I'm pretty sure we're all looking forward to that special day. To me, it is a day of Thanksgiving. It's not just the 25th of November. Every day is a day where I give thanks in the morning before I get out of bed. I give thanks for a good night, for a roof over the head, for clothes on my back, food on the table, for being healthy, for being happy, for having an amazing husband. There's always reasons to give thanks. But the 25th is actually dedicated as a Thanksgiving day for many moons ago when people, yeah, it's always the fourth Thursday in November. The history is to understand its origin and why we celebrate Thanksgiving today. It is important to understand its roots by delving into the history behind Thanksgiving. Our timeline outlines the background into the date, and it started actually in 1621 when the pilgrims reached the New World. And it says religious separatists left Plymouth, England, bound for the New World on the Mayflower ship in September 1620. They hoped to find prosperity, a new way of life, and the opportunity to practice their faith in freedom, the majority having left the Church of England. Over 3 months later, they crossed Massachusetts Bay and worked the setting up in village at Plymouth. Their first winter in Plymouth was particularly difficult. Most of the settlers lived abroad, aboard the ship, and disease and scurvy abounded. Half of them managed to survive the winter. So there's a reason to celebrate the pilgrims who survived and what they did. You can read up on that. It's quite interesting. They shared a meal together to be thankful that they made it. And we have so many things to be thankful for, to be grateful for, that it's a shame when we're not doing it. However, what this request is actually getting together with people. And right now we're still in the pandemic, which has been a pain in the who knows what. But we can choose whether we want to be safe and sound and help stop this pandemic, or if we want to be egotistical, only about thinking about me, and not caring about ourselves or anybody else that we love or don't love. It doesn't matter for that thing. So since the spread is still pretty active and winter is coming up, and people are going to be more indoors, less fresh air, less ventilation, closer contact, more heat, which is really great for bacteria to grow or viruses to grow. So that's why I want to talk about that. When you have your Thanksgiving celebration or Halloween celebration, there I talked last week about it, so I don't want to repeat myself too much. But for the Thanksgiving celebration, celebrate it with your intimate family or immediate family. Don't invite a whole bunch of people at the same time. I remember the fun Thanksgivings my husband and I hosted when we were at the ranch. We usually had 30 to 40 people at the table. It was amazing. We had a huge conference table in there. We bought a lot of folding chairs so we could actually sit. And at that point, we were able to sit close to, next to each other. But now it's still the physical distancing. And they say, if it's the family that you live with, like you, your spouse, and your children, two or three children or so, up to four, I think up to six people is okay, then you're fine. But if you have one other person there, that's one person too many. So if you want to have more, I have a suggestion for you. It's something that we did once for my father-in-law's 80th birthday. It was in January. It was cold. Well, cold for California. It was a rainy day. But we had bought a huge army tent that kept us away from the rain, that dry where we were. And we had heaters in there. They were pretty noisy, but they really gave heat. And both ends of the tent were open for fresh air. So the heaters were spread out throughout, so people weren't cold. But the fresh air was there. Nobody got sick. because it was really well organized. And then make the tables, make it like a buffet style something, have people who serve and have gloves on to serve. So not people don't go in with their hands to help themselves. You want to make sure everything is safe and sound, and make sure they sit apart 6 feet. When you have one of those huge military tents, you can sometimes you can rent them, sometimes you can buy them. We bought ours and we still have it in storage now. But it's fun to have outdoors celebrations and be safe and sound and comply with the rules and regulations. So you could easily have several foldable tables there with foldable chairs, and you know, just really enjoy it. Just have enough space between the two, and offset, like on one side they're foot 1, foot 7, foot 13 that way, and on the other one they're foot 3, 9, foot 6, 16, 15, so they're offset. So there's easily 3 to 6 feet between everybody, even across the table with tables 3 feet wide. So that makes it easy to keep the distance, to be close enough so you can hear each other and you can talk without having to scream and yell. How awesome is that? So that's the one for Thanksgiving. Then there is also, of course, some others. There's, oh my gosh, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is on the 7th. No, am I? In which month am I? Oh, I went to December. Okay, so November is also Black Friday, right after Thanksgiving. I personally would not go at 3 or 4 in the morning to be the first one to get in the store. Number one, it's cooler, might be windy, rainy, whatever. And people start shoving and pushing and getting too close together. And I can guarantee you, if you're not careful, even if you're fully vaccinated, you can still get COVID again. I have friends who have had it 3 times fully vaccinated just because they thought they were fully vaccinated and nothing would happen. They got it over and over again and ended up in the hospital. And I do not wish that on my worst enemy. And I don't know anybody who is my worst enemy. So I don't wish it on anybody. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I would kind of stay away from Black Friday until this craziness is over and we have a more normalized life without masks and physical distancing and all that stuff again. December has, as I said, a few holidays. Not too many to mention. Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day on the 7th. Oh, Feast of the Immaculate Conception on the 8th. That's probably a religious holiday from one of the religions. I don't know. The 8th is a National Brownie Day. Interesting. The 10th is Human Rights Day. The 13th is National Guard Birthday. 15th Bill of Rights Day. There is actually a National Ugly Sweater Day. Can you believe that? That's on the 17th of December. On the 21st is Winter Solstice. And on the 24th is Christmas Eve. On the 25th is Christmas Day. And then on the 31st is New Year's Eve. So those are the ones that are the most important ones. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, in 72 days is January 1st, 2022. Are you ready to reset your health goals? Start the new year as a new you. What has happened to you or for you over the last 19 months, almost 2 years with COVID? Did you lose your job? Did you have to work from home and homeschool your children? Did you lose family members to death because of COVID? Did your unemployment run out? I mean, all these questions, I don't need to have the answer, but you need to ask yourself, how have you been affected? How have these things affected your physical and mental health. As you know, I always say, a healthy mind creates a healthy body. A negative mind causes illness. And many people, and statistics have it, have been putting on anywhere from 10 to 30 pounds over the last not quite 2 years. And they're feeling more lethargic. They're feeling worse about everything. They feel they don't look as good anymore. They don't have the energy anymore. Now, if you choose to make a difference, journey with me. Help me guide you to your optimal health and then optimize it with you together. That would be so awesome. The gift of health would be the best gift you can ever give yourself or a loved one. So let me know. I will also offer you a health goal reset session. That's for free while we're talking about it. Or you can sign up for the free email newsletter where I have healthy recipes and healthy activities in it on a regular basis. So what can we do? We have 71 more days to end this year, the new year. What can we do? First of all, be safe during doing this. Being, you know, when you gather, be spacing. Don't cough on each other. Don't spit on each other. I mean, when we talk, we sometimes have droplets coming out, not voluntarily, but they do, and that's why they say to wear masks. But if you're far away from each other, then they can't go. Some people say the droplets can go 10 to 12 feet, but that's a little bit far to talk to people. So wear a mask just to be safe. Protect yourself. Protect them. Remember I said you might not be getting COVID again. You might not feel anything, yet you can still be a carrier and get a loved one sick, not knowing carry that virus. So think of everybody that you care about, that you love. Don't push the envelope where it doesn't need to be pushed. I'm pretty sure there are quite a few more years ahead of us where we can stay closer together again, hug each other, be there for one another. We can do that anyway. When you have neighbors and you know they're elderly and they don't have anybody to visit them or anything, give them a phone call. Ask them if they would like to have Thanksgiving dinner, that you would like to prepare them a plate with the foods that you're fixing. They could tell you what they're allergic to or what they like or don't like from what you're fixing, and that you would put it on such and such time at their door, ring the doorbell, and then go away so they could easily come and get it. Do something to make people feel good. Send people that you haven't seen in a long time a card. Have a picture taken. Even if it's a selfie, send them a picture and write something nice about it. There are so many ways of actually encouraging each other. I started making a short video, 53 seconds, to wish people a happy birthday. And I sent them that video. And the messages I've been getting back have been so uplifting. That is so amazing that somebody takes the time, somebody who's just a Facebook friend or an Instagram friend or something, and we haven't met in person yet. And I sent everybody who has a birthday a quick video. And I just go, wow, they appreciate it so much. And what did it do for me? I just took a few minutes to record it till it was the way I wanted it to be, till it was short enough and said everything I wanted it to say. But the joy of sharing it and to get those positive, uplifting responses is far greater than the few minutes I invested. So think about things you can do You know, you can press leaves and make fall cards out of it when they're pressed and put them on a 3x5 card, the white ones or the colored ones that don't have any lines, and then just write something to it. Wish somebody a happy fall or a happy Thanksgiving. Or for kids, they can spread their fingers out and put the hand on the paper and trace it and make a turkey out of it. And you can wish people a happy Turkey Day or a happy Thanksgiving Day or something like that. Be creative. Let your creativity win this year and not your desire of getting together and defying the rules. Remember, if we don't listen, if we don't care of ourselves, who will take care of us? And who can we take care of when we're sick? So would you rather help preserve your family and keep them healthy and happy? Or is it all about you? You want to go out and party and you don't care if your family suffers or not. I'm not putting words into anybody's mouth. I'm just saying those are some of the choices we have. And I allow you, of course, to make the choice that best suits you. So if you're ready to reset your health goals, let me know. Send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. It's in transcripts. Just copy and paste it into the email. And the first three letters in your heading, subject line, have to be capital B for blog, capital T for talk, capital R for radio, BTR. And then you can tell me, want health reset call, want a newsletter, or you can then just quickly go in and write me a quick note. And of course, you need to give me the information I need to get back to you so I can set you up for whatever you decide you want. All right. I hope enough information to actually make the very best out of the last 71 year, days, including today. So day 72, which is going to be day one in 2022, will be one of the best days of your life. If you start your journey to better health now, you could be 15 pounds or more lighter by January 1st already. What would that make a difference for you? Wow, it made definitely a huge difference for me. Every 5 or 10 pounds I lost when I did. And I just go, this is amazing. I love being happy and healthy and have energy. And that's what I wish for you. Blessings to everybody. Stay safe, happy, healthy, and empowered. And I'll talk to you next week again. Goodbye.